We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
CU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers, so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
That's right, baby. Todd, welcome to the show, buddy.
Morning, BJ.
Morning, Todd. As you know, Todd has got 25 years of experience in the financial services industry. Rock star for BECU. And, of course, if you live, work, or attend school in Washington State, guess what? You get to be a member of BECU. It's a credit union. It does everything a bank does. But what is the big difference with BECU and other credit unions than regular banks, Todd?
Well, we might need to amend the attend school because we're not attending a school right now. But I'm kidding, BJ.
School but, hard knocks, baby.
Yeah. I mean, as long as your mom, if you're virtually attending a school, does that work for me?
Yeah, it does if you live here. I mean, the bottom line is you own us, right? The members own the credit union, so everything we do is for the best interest of the membership. Whether that's low fees, lower fees, lower rates on mortgages or auto loans or anything. By definition, all the revenue we bring in goes back to the member one way or the other.
And for the last 16 years, Todd has been the senior manager of business development. And Todd has also been a guy that will answer any questions you have. In the many years that we've had him on this show, finances are super important, as we know, ever since 2008. And obviously with COVID, finances have taken a big hit. So it's so important that you know the right thing to do, the best thing you can. And Todd will be happy to answer your questions at 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Ron in Bellevue, you're on with Todd from BECU.org. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you, Todd, for taking my call.
Of course, Ron.
So my wife and I, we're both in our early 60s. We're getting ready to buy her a new car so we can get it paid off before I retire. She's a member of BECU. I am not. Our credit rating, I want to say, is in probably the low 700s last time we looked.
Okay.
So my question is, what can she do to find out what kind of rates we might qualify for from BECU? Do I have to join? Those kinds of things.
Yeah. I guess, are you opposed to joining at all?
No, not at all.
Well, that Todd guy, I have to tell you, he wasn't there.
It's not a gang. Todd's not going to beat you into it or anything.
It doesn't cost anything. So, Ron, it's going to be based.
Member.
Okay. Yeah, I would just have her go ahead, or you can do it for her with her, as you guys probably also share joint accounts and whatnot. But just go ahead and apply online, or if you feel more comfortable in a branch setting, you can certainly set up an appointment to do that. But yeah, just apply right online. You'll get pre-qualified. You'll know the rate, and then you can shop around if you're not happy with what you see. With auto loans and mortgages, HELOC, home equity loans, you can shop around. You're not going to get that credit ding like you would for say a credit card. So feel free to take a couple weeks, shop around, see what you can find. And go from there. But it's possible that you would not have to become a member. Only time you would is if, for some reason, the income that she was able to report wasn't enough to stand up for the loan. But in that case, you might have to.
I can testify to that because I bought my first Hyundai over 20 years ago, Todd, BECU did my loan, and I wasn't a BECU member. But that's how I got into BECU. Was like, hey, you know what? I mean, let me check these folks out now that they got my car loan. And it seemed like, I was really happy with the loan and how everything was run. And now I'm a proud member because Todd beat me in the, he basically ganged me in there. 206.
So, Ron, I would say if you're not opposed to it, just go ahead and apply together, and they can set you up for membership as part of that process, and that'll give you the best chance to get the best rate as well.
206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. Talking to Todd Peach from BECU.org. Let's go to Kevin in Stanwood. Kevin, you are on the Rock.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Kevin.
Morning, Kevin. So, I was about 10 years away from my house being paid off, and I just refinanced it because I'm a disabled veteran, so they knocked my rate down about half a point and saved me a little over $500 a month. My brother and I are looking to buy a chunk of land, but I want to know the best way to go about it to make sure I don't lose the land in case something were to happen, say, you know, heaven forbid that he were to get divorced.
Oh, that's interesting. So in other words, yeah, you understand that, Todd? He's afraid that the ex-wife could have claim to the land he co-owned.
Mm-hmm. And this would apply, I guess, whether it's land or whether it's a house or really any other collateralized asset, right? So he's going to have, it sounds like, Kevin, you're going to have 50-50 share in the property?
Yeah, when we buy, we're going to go 50-50 on it because we're both veterans.
Okay. So there's going to be a deed, and it's going to be in both of your names. So that's an asset that he owns 50% and you own 50%. If there was something on his side that, you know, he went through a divorce or whatever, then his estate or whoever is going to get that other 50%. So that could cause a problem. The only thing I can think of is that we would have to do some research on this, but see if there's a way to put it in some sort of a trust or some sort of a legal document that spells out what happens in different scenarios. And if you want to email me, I could try to get you in contact with somebody that might be able to answer that question for you a little bit more.
Well, Todd, let me throw this out. And Kevin, thank you for the call, because they're still going in on it anyway. And whenever you go in on any piece of property with somebody, can't they at some point be just say, look, I don't want to own this anymore, so I want you to buy me out? And can you force someone to do that, to basically pay your 50% so that you can sell it? How does that work?
No, you can't force them. And that's what you see in a lot of times in divorces and whatnot. They end up selling the property and moving on.
That's what I mean. If she wants him to, if she has half the property and wants to sell it, and or I should say a quarter of the property, you know, saying the brother has the other quarter, what can she do? Because if she can't force them to sell, then what does that mean?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, they're either going to be sitting on it together, or they're going to eventually come to an agreement on what you would do.
Yeah. So, like you said, she could never force the other brother to ever sell.
No.
Yeah. Well, that's something to think of. By the way,
it's like, do you want to just kind of move on, or do you want to make someone miserable? I guess it depends on how bad the divorce goes.
And that also goes for anybody going into some sort of 50-50 agreement with anybody when you buy anything. It's like you're stuck with it no matter what they want to or don't want to do.
We have a text question for Todd. It says, Todd, I always appreciate your insight in talking to BJ and Migs. I was wondering, if a coworker walked into work with a new hairstyle, would you tell them that they looked better before or they look better now?
That's a good question. That's a very, very good question.
I've had that happen, actually.
Wait, did you tell a coworker that they looked better before the haircut?
to each his own, right?
Wow.
Well, this comes.
Who am I to judge one way or the other?
He's actually avoiding this question more than Chris Evans avoided the question about the pictures that were shown.
Because this also, Sarah came in today with newly dyed hair. It's blonder and a haircut as well. And yep. Danny told her that he liked her hair, how it looked before, better.
Oh, I don't know if I would have done that, but...
Yeah, because Todd, you have at least one daughter, I think, right?
I have two, yeah.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. You should know better than that if you have two daughters and a wife, right?
Yeah. No, Danny has one, right? I guess I wouldn't have done that. You're right. No. But, you know, I guess the way I look at it is that if they're changing, they're changing because that's what they believe in, that's what they support, and that's what they want, right? And so I'm all for that.
And it doesn't affect their credit score, so who cares, right?
That's right.
That's the important thing. Todd goes, did this do anything at all for your FICO? Because if it does, then we're good.
Okay, we have a serious question from a texter. Todd, I've been with BECU for about 10 years, and I would love some advice on my auto loan. I got into a bad rate of 14.5% over 6 years.
Whoa.
It's been over 2 years, and I'm wondering if refinancing would be a good option. My credit's okay, a bit under 700. Thanks for your help over the years with these clowns. Wait, I shouldn't have read that last part.
I guess I'd have to know how much more time do we have to pay on the loan? I guess it's a text, so we don't know. But
that's an interesting thing, Todd, because
6 years.
Because yeah. The last guy pointed out he had 10 years left on his home loan, I would like you to speak about that before, because is it a smart idea to refinance to save a monthly situation if you don't have to, like to make your payment smaller if you don't have to, as opposed to going back into a 30-year mortgage when you had just 10 years left? You know, that's what I was thinking when that first caller said it, and you did mention how duration, like how much time do we have left, does actually play a big part in whether you should or shouldn't refinance.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like on the car, if we're talking 6 months to a year, let's just double down. Let's get that thing paid off, right?
So write it out. Just write it out at the current rate.
Yeah, exactly. We should not be 6 years into a loan and still have 6 years left. That doesn't work, right? In this, you know, I can't see that happening. But so if you don't have a lot of time left, then let's just pay it off. But if you do have 2, 3, 4 years left on a loan, it does make sense to make sure. Let's go ahead and take a look at what interest rate you could get, what those terms would be, what your payment would be, and see if there's some money that could be saved over that period of time. But I'm all about getting it paid off. So I'm always going to lean to let's just forge forward and pay it off. Now, again, if you're talking about a mortgage or something, yes, hey, it can
man,
make sense.
I'll see. You know, hello?
Hello? Well, that guy just engaged. I don't know what the heck just happened.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Whoa.
I didn't touch a thing. You saw that.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was weird. Wow, Todd.
On a mortgage, BJ, even if you did refinance, you can make the term anything you want. So you could go to a 30-year mortgage and pay it off and make the payments thus that it'd be paid off in 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, you name it.
Yeah, but you know, Todd, in order for that to happen, obviously you're going to make a higher payment if you want to pay it off in a short amount of time, I would imagine. And so what would you say is the amount of time left on a mortgage that you'd say, no matter what the rate is, it's not worth refinancing because you're so close to paying it off? Is 10 years that amount of time, or is 10 years still a good amount of time left on a mortgage that you could refinance?
It could, yeah. And it depends, BJ. So let me just throw an example out there. Let's say you had 10 years left and you got your mortgage. Oh, I mean, this is not realistic because I think you would have refinanced, but you got it in the early 90s, let's say, right? When interest rates were almost 10%.
Yeah.
Now, you wouldn't still have a 10% mortgage, right? But you probably would have refinanced. But let's, for sake of example, let's say you did. Well, now you could get a 10-year no-fee mortgage where you pay nothing to refinance, and that rate's probably going to be more in that 4-4.5% rate.
All
so
right.
That's a no-brainer. You're going to pay nothing, and you're going to be on a 10-year amortization, just like you have 10 years left on the other, but you went from 9-10% to 4-4.5%. So we have to really run the numbers on each scenario and each person's needs and goals to see if it makes sense, and sometimes it will, sometimes it won't.
And that guy said he has 4 years left on that one.
Wow, 4 years left.
On the mortgage?
On the auto loan.
Oh, on the car.
Oh, well, yeah, email me. It's probably something we should want to look into. But also I want to dig into, you know, why let's set ourselves up for the next time that we don't have to take out such a long term on the auto loan.
That's it. And of course, this is the great thing about BECU is there's a lot of financial advice you can get as well. And if you didn't get through on the phone lines today, just go to KISW.com, scroll down, you'll see the banner with Todd and I. Just click on that. Todd will answer any questions via email that he can. Todd, as usual, man, thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate it.
Thanks, BJ. Appreciate it.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.